break into this so-called, you know, independence, we are a supra international organization, back off, we can handle it, we don't want any interference. And let's have a high-level independent review, or call it investigation, what have you, into the entire chain. So they audit, they do a thorough forensic audit of the entire processes. Perhaps they can go back since 1952, or what, the last two or three decades, if we like, and present a comprehensive report for the member countries, the various governments, to act on them. That so-called, you know, we are independent, we are an international organization, leave us to handle our matters. We have to tell WAEC in the face that we have been on that road over the last six decades and more. It has not yielded the right results. And it's in WAEC's own interest. For all WAEC knows, this perennial leakage, they are not to be blamed. It may be other actors in the chain. So they should not be overly defensive of their international status. They want independence and all of that. Government should back off. It will, as it were, compromise their independence and their neutrality and integrity. I disagree. I think it is time for us to set up, and it can be taken, membership can be drawn from these five countries. Because you see, they face an existential threat now.
Mm.
This talk of break the monopoly, for you know, people would then move, countries would prefer to deal with this new organization. Nigeria has already started experimenting it.
Oh, really?
And yes, they now have set up other examination bodies.
Okay.
You're also going to have other tertiary institutions and other international organizations beginning to look down on WAEC,
mm-hmm.
because already you are seeing that there are some countries, even if you have a pass in English, they want you to do supporting examinations like TOEFL
and SAT,
and other things. So for their own credibility, they should submit to a credible, forensic, independent review process. Because, as I said, it's a complex chain. And for you know, it's not, the problem is not really them or only them.
Mm.
You know, because I really doubt that all of these, you know, leakage over the decades can be put entirely at the doorstep of WAEC.
Mm.
So that's how I would suggest we go about it.
That I don't understand Sami's submissions. You say that WAEC is independent,
mm-hmm.
and yet you say the blame should not be put on them, that there are other actors like national security.
I haven't said don't put it on. I'm saying it may be that.
Yes, but if they are independent,
mm-hmm.
then they are totally in charge of their affairs.
No, but they solicit support. The national security, the police.
They solicit support. You don't come
under. The GES. Yeah.
Yes, but you don't, from your submission, you do not come under those people that you solicit support from. Those people still work to you.
Yeah, because of the international agreement that we have signed.
So
Parliament has ratified it.
WAEC is entitled to blame.